From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And happy Friday, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. This is Starnes Country, and we are broadcasting from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Wow, we have got a fun show lined up for you today, and what a great night yesterday, as I think the entire city got to see the competing forces at play here in the Mid-South. The two major press events, one of them attended by a ragtag bunch of far-left activists and the Democrats in downtown Memphis, and the other featuring a huge crowd of flag-waving American patriots known as the Republicans. And by the way, let me just say this about that big Republican gathering. It was a bipartisan event last night. You actually had Democrats showing up to say, yeah, we got a big problem with crime in our city, and we're excited to have the National Guard come to town. So it really was, and I think it gave the citizens of Memphis and Shelby County an opportunity to see what really happens when you go out to the ballot box and who you are actually voting for. And the reality is that at the end of the day, elections have consequences. And we got to see that in downtown yesterday morning, and then yesterday evening, with about 100 or so people turning out for this press conference that the Republican Party was holding. And let me just say this. I am so excited to see what is happening with the new leadership within the Republican Party of Shelby County. It is energized. It is youthful. We saw a lot of young people there last night. And man, did we have a lot of KWAM listeners that turned out. We've got a lot of audio from both events that we're going to play. And we got to hear from all of our elected leaders that were there. And I want to give them a shout out, because it's a new day in Memphis. And I think that even a lot of our longtime lawmakers that have been in office for a while, I think they see that now and they are making adjustments. And for me, I respect that. And I think, you know, all of us should respect that, because they need to know that we've got their backs. And let me just say something, you know, by and large, I think that we have conservative-minded Republicans in Shelby County, but we also have a lot of moderate, middle-of-the-road Republicans. I mean, that's just the reality of our situation here. We've got in the suburbs, I think we've got the rock-solid red MAGA crowd, America First crowd. I think in Memphis, East Memphis, more so of a more moderate group. But what kind of a message do you think it would send if we all got together behind all of them in these specific issues that we can all agree on? And I think that sends a united message. That's what I saw last night. And I saw folks like State Senator Brent Taylor, who has led this charge from day one. And there were a lot of people there cheering for the state senator and saluting him. And he deserves all of those accolades. Then you've got one of the non-elected leaders who is really the MC and the force behind these vigils that we've been having. The organization that took place last night is Luke Symbol, who is revolutionizing what it means to be a young Republican here in the Memphis area. And it is just so exciting to see so many young people from all across the city joining together and say, you know what? We believe in the America First movement. We believe in freedom and liberty and standing up for right and wrong. And that's an exciting thing to see. We had State Representative Ron Gant there. We had Senator Paul Rose, Representative John Gillespie. And we certainly want to offer, you know, our prayers and our thoughts for the Gillespie family. John's dad just passed away, I believe, a few weeks ago now. And the family in mourning. But John came out last night and he said, we've got to stand up here. We've got to save our community. And nothing but respect for Representative Gillespie. Can I say something about our county commission? And I'm probably going to leave somebody out. And if I do, you can call up and holler at me on air. Commissioner Amber Mills, what a fierce warrior. If we had more Amber Mills in our local government, man, we wouldn't need the National Guard here. It is, I mean, it's just really remarkable to see, you know, the level of ferocity. And she is a happy warrior. And I appreciate that. But every single day, she fights for the good people of Memphis and Shelby County. And I respect that. By the way, Commissioner Mick Wright was there as well. And it was amazing to see him. And we had a wonderful conversation about just about the aftermath of what's happening with the Charlie Kirk assassination and how people are really beginning to coalesce around the message that Charlie brought to so many college campuses across the country. And what about Brandi Morrison from District 4? She was there and delivered her remarks and just really wowed the crowd. So, again, thank you for all. Edmund Ford Jr., who's not even a Republican, I think he may be after last night, but he showed up because he's standing alongside of us. And look, this is what it's about, us all standing together. And that's what I saw last night, patriots one and all. Even Judge Joe Brown came out. We got some photos. If you weren't able to be there, you got to go to the Mighty 990 Facebook page. We've got all sorts of great photos, and it was an honor. Senator Taylor invited me to hop up there and say a few words, and I did, and I was honored. It was just a lot of fun last night. And I'll tell you, I came away, all I saw last night was smiles and cheers and hope. And when I looked at that ragtag bunch of people that were in downtown in front of City Hall, I saw a sad bunch. It looked like the Star Wars bar scene. It really did. And I saw anger. I saw frustration. And I saw hopelessness. That's what I saw. So we've got a choice, and the choice is very clear. And as a matter of fact, we posted photographs of both crowds. And the question for Memphians, which side do you want to be on here? And I think for me, it's pretty obvious which side we need to be on. So look, there were tons of media, and we're going to take your calls as well. If you were at the rally, we want to hear from you. And by the way, today, Friday, open line Friday here at Starnes Country, so you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. There were a lot of media there. I thought Joyce Peterson asked probably the most important question of the night. It was really fascinating because we had long suspected this was the case, but Joyce has been doing a lot of investigative work, and she's over at Channel 5, and she asked Senator Taylor about the issue of crime numbers, and of course the MPD coming out and saying crime at a 25-year low in Memphis, historic numbers. But it also turns out, and she illustrated this perfectly, she said, Senator, the way they're counting the crime numbers, if somebody opened fire in this parking lot and shot everybody, where you had, 100 people, it would be a mass shooting, it would only count for the Memphis Police Department under their counting structure as one crime. You see how they're playing loosey-goosey with the numbers now, right? It's insane. So look, I want to play here from, this is from the Democrat gathering in Memphis, cut number one.
I bring you greetings from the Democratic Party. The Shelby County Democratic Party wanted to come out today to make sure that you had a statement about how we felt about having occupation.
Yes.
Occupation in our city. And we say no troops on our stoops.
That's right.
No troops on our stoops.
What does that even mean? No troops on our stoops? This guy's like a wannabe Jesse Jackson out there. Well, here's what I think people are saying. No lead in my head. That's what they're saying, Democrats. No lead in my head. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Hey, let's check in with Commander Chuck. He's standing by with a look at your morning commute. Well, it's going to be a warm one today, folks, heading up to 93 degrees. Thunderstorms coming into the forecast later tonight. Laura Huckabee will be along in just a little while with your exclusive Mighty 990 forecast. Want to give a big shout-out to our friends over at Christian Brothers High School, heading right back up Interstate 40. They've had back-to-back games in the Nashville area, And a lot of those guys listen to the Mighty 990. So we appreciate all you fellas over at Christian Brothers High School. By the way, our telephone number this morning, if you want to weigh in, were you at the big rally last night? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Fox 13 was there. Look, I thought Joyce did a great job. I thought really providing fair and balanced coverage of the event last night. And here is the reporting of Fox 13.
While we don't have a single timeline, we've been having conversations over the past few days. We do think that it'll be within the next 2 weeks.
Breaking news tonight, Memphis Mayor Paul Young says the National Guard, along with other federal agents, will arrive in Memphis within 2 weeks. The mayor confirmed the news tonight during an event at the Pink Palace. He says they don't know the specific number of troops or other agents that are arriving, but that they expect it to look very similar by what was happening in D.C.
The bulk of the cases are going to be coming through 201 Poplar Jail and prosecuted by our office in the state courts. And that, of course, is going to exacerbate an already existing jail overcrowding problem. And I think all of us need to get our heads around how we're going to deal with that.
We do have a jail issue, and the county commission is working on that. But it seems like the only way that the restorative justice schemers want to try to lower the population in the jail is to keep from putting people in the jail.
The deployment of the National Guard and federal agents in Memphis is creeping closer, and officials are working to figure out how to deal with the influx of cases they're going to bring. Tonight, Shelby County Republicans celebrated their arrival with a rally in East Memphis. Officials were joined by a crowd of about 100 people to show their support of the federal intervention. Fox 13's Jack Bilyeu joins us live tonight. Jack, they say that this is actually the kind of step that they have wanted to see for a long time in our community.
Yeah, Darcy, they didn't just celebrate the arrival of the task force and the National Guard. They celebrated the local officials who have been pushing for this kind of drastic change for years.
We are making it unequivocally clear that we support President Trump's efforts to send more than a dozen federal law enforcement agencies here to the city of Memphis to clean up crime.
Supporters heaped praise on Senator Marsha Blackburn for pushing for the federal intervention and talk show host Todd Starnes, who raised the issue with Donald Trump on his radio show last month, prompting the president's first public discussion of the idea.
At the end of our interview, he said, "You know what, Todd? I'm going to check into Memphis. And you guys know how bad it is here. They've even got the little poor Peabody ducks outfitted with Kevlar. It's bad out there."
Senator Brent Taylor did most of the talking and discussed how lower crime rates touted by the city don't invalidate the need for help.
Drowning in 10 feet of water feels just like drowning in 7 feet of water. And to say we're down to a 25-year low, to me, is meaningless. We need to get crime down to a manageable level. Keep in mind, the last quarter, the last 4.5, 5 months, the FBI has been on Operation Viper down here making hundreds of arrests.
That feeling is not universal, though. Just hours before the rally, activists and elected officials on the other side of the issue called a press conference of their own to discuss a city council resolution urging Governor Bill Lee to reconsider.
Armed troops aren't going to help anyone who is having a mental breakdown because they're off their medication.
That's right. Yeah.
Tanks aren't going to provide housing for women who are being trafficked into prostitution. Soldiers in fatigue aren't going to stop domestic violence in homes.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Just a flavor of both events yesterday. And understand this, and I think John Covington, who is running for office, really said it best, weighing in on our Facebook live stream today. He's running for District 1, Shelby County Commission. If you support public safety, vote Republican. If you don't, vote Democrat. I mean, it's really that simple. I don't know what else to tell you. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I will say this, and we appreciate the good work of folks like Joe Kent that are out there, and they're bulldogging a lot of the numbers. And Joe, I know he aggravates a lot of the folks at City Hall and the County Commission, but the reason why is he wants to make sure that our money is going where it's supposed to go. And you've got Democrats, and they're saying, don't send us troops. We want you to send us the money. Well, what have you done with the money you've already gotten? That's the problem. And the idea that you can have Jerry Green out there saying, and this is what Jerry Green literally said. She said that the National Guard troops were going to terrorize the city of Memphis. It's unbelievable, the level of vitriol and rhetoric. And quite frankly, the kind of stuff spewing out of that woman's mouth, that is what puts lives in danger. And a lot of the rhetoric we heard coming from the Democrats is the same kind of rhetoric we hear on the national stage, which puts every single conservative, every freedom-loving conservative in the nation and right here in the Mid-South in jeopardy. Words matter. And the Democrats need to start watching what's coming out of their mouths, because I'm telling you, we are entering a very new day and age in this nation. And Republicans aren't just going to sit down and take it anymore. They're just not. And that's the reality of it. We're going to be happy warriors, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to go out there and, you know, run us down in the middle of the roads. Those days are over. They're just over. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Cassie, today is a holiday. I don't know who came up with all of this stuff, but it's every day's a holiday. Wow. Now.
Yeah, every day is something.
Every day is something. So it's like, you know, National Ingrown Toenail Day. But today, that seems like an unpleasant holiday, to be honest. Today is talk like a pirate day.
Talk like a pirate.
Arr, Cassie. So we're supposed to talk like pirates today.
Arg. I can't even begin. The only thing about pirates I know is that aged white cheddar pirates booty popcorn.
Wait, what?
Have you never had pirates booty?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was a staple in the second grade. They would hand out these like little snacks and it said pirates booty on it.
Really? And it would be like a snack?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that kind of a booty.
It kind of no, Todd. Todd.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not sure a pirate. I don't want to see a pirate's booty.
And on it looked like a piece of styrofoam packing peanut.
Oh, geez.
That's basically what it tasted like, too.
By the way, Halloween's coming up, you know, and that's like the worst. But there are two horrible things that you can give children. Number one are those awful orange peanuts. And number two is raisins.
Yeah. Raisin. Oh,
raisins.
You have to hate kids.
Or fruit. Or fruit.
An apple.
Your house is getting rolled. You give me a pear, your house is getting rolled. And it's not with the stuff that easily disintegrates. No, we're talking Charmin Ultra Soft.
Mm.
we're coming after you, pear people. So here's the deal. We've got a trivia question, Cassie, in honor of Pirate Day. Can you name the famous primary pirate in Peter Pan? Can you name the, not you, Cassie, but we're opening this up for the audience. Can you name the primary pirate in Peter Pan? And you have to answer in a pirate's voice if you call in and win a KWAM prize package. Our number, 901-260-5926, the primary pirate in Peter Pan. If you can tell us the answer, you're going to win a KWAM prize pack this morning, 901-260-5926. For some reason, I want to go to Long John Silver's now. I don't know why, Cassie. I like me some fish.
No.
I got to work on that. Do you have a pirate voice, Cassie?
I don't think I've ever even watched a pirate movie.
Is that right?
Pirates of the Caribbean. Nope. Nope.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of Johnny Depp, actually, in those movies. I know that makes me a bad person. So, all right, we've got to take a quick break here coming up here, folks. And again, we'll be checking in with your bottom of the hour news. Jim Miller going to be by as well with your top local news headlines. Commander Chuck's got your traffic. Laura Huckabee with your weather forecast. We're just hanging out having a great time on this Friday. Don't forget the trivia. You got to name the primary pirate in Peter Pan. 901-260-5926. This is Stearns Country on the Mighty 990. Oh, by the way, the Behind the Badge show, hosted by John Covington, they're going to be broadcasting live, big 2-hour show tomorrow. out at the Prop Dusters event that you just heard. So if you're in the area, drop by, say hello to John and the great team there. They do a terrific job on Saturdays. And may I just say, we have the best Saturday lineup in the Mid-South. Live local programming, starting off with our two-hour Mid-South Gardening show with Ken Vader and Jim. They just do a wonderful job, and the phone lines are always filled. Folks calling in and asking all sorts of great questions. Also, Walker Auctions, and it was great to see Lance and Terry Walker there last night. Cheryl Chambers, who's one of our great advertising executives for the Mighty 90, they were there last night as well. Anyway, Walker Auctions, and we're adding even more local focused shows on Saturday. We'll have some big announcements coming up very soon. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Also, one other programming note, we've been getting a lot of questions about this. All this week, we have had special guest host filling in on Charlie's show. Tonight, when we carry Charlie in the evening time here on KWAM. Tonight, Tucker Carlson will be hosting tonight, so you'll want to be listening to that. Also, Sunday, KWAM is going to be your exclusive home for Charlie's memorial service. You'll be able to listen to all of that, including remarks from President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and many, many others. And that all starts at 11 o'clock right here on the Mighty 990, 11 o'clock Sunday. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Cindy in Collierville. Cindy, how are things out in Collierville this morning?
They're great this morning.
Wonderful. All right. You're calling for trivia, and we need to know the name of the primary pirate in Peter Pan. Who was that, Cindy?
He was Captain Hook.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct, Cindy. Well done. Oh, my goodness. But, Cindy, I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed you didn't call him with your pirate voice.
Oh, here we go. Arr.
I like that, Cindy. By the way, Cindy, we have a pirate name generator this morning, and your name is no longer Cindy for the day. So
okay. That's
your old name. Your old name's Cindy. Be Cindy. But now we'll call you. Can't remember where the darn treasure's buried, Prunella.
Prunella. Okay.
There you go, Prunella. So, Prunella, hang tight. I'll sign your book, but Cindy, though, if that's okay with you.
Perfect. Yeah,
all right.
Prunella.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Cassie, thank you for listening to the Mighty 990 this morning. And don't hang up. All right, we'll put Cindy on hold for just a moment. Cassie, by the way, hold on. I'm typing your name into the...
Oh, no.
I know. This is not good. All right, Cassie, we are typing your name into the pirate name generator. Arr, Cassie, your name be no longer Cassie, but now we'll call ye Melancholy Leah Hack.
Leah Hack.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Todd, that's how I sound when I wake up in the morning.
Oh, no. No, me name's not Todd. Me name's Captain Bernard Cannonbait. Why do I sound like an Irish pirate? That's very strange. Oh, you know what we have to? I'm putting in Dieter's last name.
No.
Goodness. Oh, where's Ben Dieter? We know you be listening to us in the pirate capital of America, D.C. Your name no longer be Dieter. Your name be Decrepit Radley Morgan. That really hurts my throat, by the way. So there you go. Cindy, congratulations. Cindy's probably regretting calling in this morning, but we certainly do appreciate you listening to us. Cindy, don't hang up. Pirate Cassie will be getting all of your particulars here in just a moment. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and we have the great Lisa Arnold, who was waving a giant American flag last night. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Todd. How are you doing?
Are me doing good. It's on this pirate day. I have no idea, Lisa.
I was just calling. Isn't it great to be a Memphian now? It always has been, but last night the turnout, that was just amazing. It was really good.
Lisa, I was so encouraged last night. There was such a great spirit. People were excited. It's almost as if, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel here.
Exactly, exactly. And it's like, you know, I think the Republican Party in Shelby County is stepping up, and we're showing up and showing out, I guess is the best way to put it, right?
I think so. And I know that you you have an amazing business. You're in the downtown area, and you really literally have a front row view to what the city's been dealing with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, with, I think it was Joyce Peterson talking about the crime rate being down and the numbers, how they calculate them. In like 10 days with me working downtown, I had to call the police 4 times. My coworker called 3 times on different people, you know, harassing and vandalizing our building. And the police would come out and they wouldn't arrest them. But, and we had it on video. They know who the person is and they wouldn't do anything. So, I mean, that's another way of the numbers not being what we think they should be. But, just they're just not reporting stuff or arresting stuff. Didn't even give us report numbers on them.
But Lisa, again, I think with the arrival of the National Guard, there is hope. And I think there were so many people in the city who had just given up and many, many people packing their bags. You know, one of the stories that did not get a lot of coverage this week, the numbers of kids that have left Memphis Shelby County schools, they've either moved out of the area, mom and dad have moved them into private schools, or in many cases now homeschooling here in the Mid-South. People had reached the breaking point.
Homeschooling. Yeah, I have some friends that are homeschooling now. They're just like, we can't do this. We can't worry about our kids going to school.
No, we can't. No, it's unacceptable what's happened here. So I'm excited. And Lisa, seeing you out there and watching all of you and just the smiles in everybody's faces, that's what got me.
I know. I was pumped up. It was so good. It really was. But hey, we as the Republican Party, we appreciate everything you do for us, Todd. We do.
Well,
we really appreciate it.
It's an honor. You know, this is a guy on X last night reached out and he said, you know, I got to apologize to you. Nobody ever apologizes, but the guy said, you know, I was giving you a hard time all these years. You know, if you why are you still in Memphis? You know, why don't you move somewhere else? You know, and then the guy said, you know, you decided to stay and fight. And I think that's the lesson here for everybody, Lisa. Stay put and fight like, you know, your life matters, and you just might win the day. And I think we're going to be able to do that here.
I think so. It's a new day in Shelby County and city of Memphis.
By the way, Lisa, your pirate name is Gangrious Jasmine Straw.
Oh, Lord.
That's kind of hard to fit on a name tag.
Yeah. Well, that fit on one.
Lisa, great hearing from you this morning. And thanks for calling in. And thank you for all the great work you're doing as well. Lisa Arnold, everybody, a great, great lady. And I'm telling you, she would have made one heck of a General Sessions court clerk. And I don't think her days in politics are over. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, let's check in with our KWM sports director, Parker May, has a look at your sports, brought to you by our friends at Ortho One Sports Medicine. Few thunderstorms to kick off your weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be a great, great weekend. And, of course, a huge, huge event happening tomorrow. Memphis Tigers and Arkansas going at it. Should be a great crowd. We need to turn out tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, for the Tigers. And, of course, that game being broadcast on ABC as well. Real quick before we go to our phones, and this is just a head shaker. So remember, we're spending all this money, just tens of millions of dollars, to buy the rundown, dilapidated Sheraton Hotel in downtown. Here is the story from the commercial appeal. By the way, the city decided to do this, City Hall. And here is the headline from just a few days ago with the commercial appeal. New hotel construction slowed in Memphis. When will it pick up? So you just can't win with these people. You just can't win. They're going to renovate the thing at considerable cost to the taxpayers, and there won't be anybody staying in the hotel. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's say hello to Kristen from Germantown, was at the rally last night. Hi, Kristen. What was your takeaway from last night?
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. My takeaway from last night is that there truly is hope again in Shelby County, Todd. You know, if you compare the two press conferences with the Democrats and the Republicans, the Democrats were fear-mongering, they were angry, they were hostile, they were making demands of we need tax increases and President Trump is going to hold us hostage. Well, guess what? We're already being held hostage by the crime that's going on in this county. The Republicans, we showed up. We're just regular working class, everyday, ordinary people. We had our American flags. We had just a great energy, and we had some elected representatives there that really showed up, that care about this city, that want to make things better. So thank you, Todd, for coming and speaking and getting the crowd excited about the possibility of what's going to happen with the National Guard and the agency showing up trying to get control of crime in this city.
Kristen, I look forward to the days when you have wall-to-wall people in downtown Memphis celebrating all the great music, the clubs, the restaurants, the riverfront, and people are going to be able to get out there and enjoy themselves once again.
I agree. I mean, this is something else that happened at the Democrat press conference. They said the National Guard coming is going to prevent people from going out and going downtown and going to restaurants. No, it's not. That's already happened. We're seeing businesses closing down. We're seeing restaurants shut their doors after years and years of being open. I think that this is going to energize the city and energize people and make them want to go out again and spend money and put money into this economy and revitalize this city. This is what is needed. We need to get control of crime and be able to leave our homes and feel safe again.
No doubt about it. As a matter of fact, I want to play something, a couple of clips from the Democrat presser they had in downtown, and it looked like a ghost town. It was such a dystopian feel at that press conference. Let's play cut number three, please.
We are saying absolutely no to the occupation of the National Guard. We are in uncertain times. We're uncertain about what this looks like on paper. We haven't been told what this looks like on paper. We're uncertain of the impact it will have on our youth and young adults who are already in a traumatized climate. We don't understand what this will do for us economically as it relates to people staying at home and not supporting businesses. This is a scare tactic on democracy.
That's right.
And we will not sit down and take this lightly.
Well, Kristen, it's already having an impact. Businesses are shutting down. People are moving out of the city. These people are morons.
They are. And it's honestly, it was sad to listen to them. They're saying the quiet parts out loud, Todd, that what they're saying is going to happen is already happening here. People are afraid to leave their homes. The economy is suffering because people aren't going to restaurants and aren't going downtown. I mean, even the Orpheum, they can't sell their tickets. So it was really embarrassing to listen to them and people like Justin Pearson complaining about, you know, the threat to our democracy. How this is such a tired saying. Stop saying that. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. But these are the talking points that they repeat ad nauseum, and we're too smart for that, Todd. We know that that's not true. We know that the Guard is going to come here, and they're going to make some real lasting change that's going to really help the city and its citizens.
Kristen, Edmund Ford Jr. hinted at this, and that there's more to this, and I think there is. I mean, these elected leaders, these Democrats, they're the oppressors. And they're literally oppressing their base of voters here. I mean, they're the majority party, and they are refusing to deal with this crime. And it makes you wonder why. Why is it they would? I mean, when you look at the unofficial surveys that are the unscientific surveys, it's, you know, 80%, 85% of the city. They want the National Guard here. So in the face of complete, they're on the complete opposite side of this. The Democrat leadership here, they are still standing their ground. And I do wonder if we may have a serious corruption problem on our hands here.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think it's worth looking into, Todd. I mean, look, Edmund Ford Jr., a Democrat, was at the Republican press conference last night. He even joked about how he wasn't given an invitation to the Democrat press conference. So
yeah.
I think it's absolutely something we need to look into. What's really going on in this city? Why are the Democrats holding on to this idea that the National Guard coming is going to, you know, it's going to hurt the city and hurt the people? There's got to be something more to it, and it warrants looking into. Absolutely.
All right. Kristen, we have to leave it there. By the way, on this National Pirate Day, Kristen, your old name be Christian.
What's my name?
Your old name be Christian, but now we'll call ye Swishy Abigail Teach.
I love it. Thank
All right.
you.
You got it. Take care, Swishy.
Thanks, bud.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jeez, hello. We're having too much fun with this, Cassie. This could be a long
Todd,
day here at the radio station.
I'm going to have to give you a throat lozenge.
Oh, sweet mercy. Let's go to the phones, 901-260-5926. Dean is on the line. Dean, I understand you have an update on being shot at a couple of days ago.
Yes, sir. Brad Les saw my post. He got a couple of detectives on it. He said there's so many flock cameras that run down 40 to Sam Cooper. And the twist of this is I was telling a couple of guys that work at the place where I rent my shop from, and a black guy was telling me that the same thing happened to him on 40, that this guy was swerving in and out of traffic and almost wrecked him and then baited him to come up next to him. The guy's window was down. He said he was driving a black, and I interrupted him. I said, Nissan Altima? He said, exactly. So it's not just this isn't this guy's first rodeo. So if anybody's been harassed by Black Altima, we've been in and out of traffic on 40. You need to call the sheriff's department and let them know.
All right, Dean, you are breaking up there, but through the garble, we heard Black Altima, and I think we got the gist of that. But, Dean, I'm glad you're okay, but it sounds like we got some big problems in this in this city. By the way, Dean's pirate name, Pirate Davy the Fashionably Late. So there you go, Dean. All right, folks. Again, we have a lot happening today. 11 o'clock, the Todd Stern Show right here on the Mighty 990. Armstrong and Getty coming up next. We've got Jim Miller with your top of the hour local news headlines. Laura Huckabee will have your weather forecast. And again, don't forget about the big event coming up on Sunday, 11 o'clock Sunday morning. We will start our coverage of the memorial service. It will be live, uninterrupted, no commercials. So you'll be able to listen to every single speech, every single message, everything that happens. You'll be able to listen to that right here, the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service, right here on the Mighty 990. Folks, get out there, be safe, and let's celebrate. National Guard's coming to town. Liberation Day is upon us.